Well, the rest of Australia has to wait until March 31 to get their hands on Nintendo's new 3DS, but one man who's already got his hands on the new hardware is Tom Fullerton from Brisbane, Australia. How are you going, Tom?
Good. It's in my pocket right now. I keep it close to me.
Now, Tom, you went to Tokyo, Japan, just specifically for the purpose of getting your hands on the 3DS as it launched there last weekend?
I did. I'm a bit obsessed with Street Fighter more so than the product itself. I was really keen to play Street Fighter from day one.
Okay, so Nintendo are currently doing a bit of a tour of the country, letting people get their hands on the device, but it's not the same because I don't get to take it home and really play with it. So give us your first hands-on impressions of the 3DS.
Well, I hadn't seen it prior to actually going over there, so when I had the screen in front of me, I was pretty blown away. I'd played with a 3D camera before,
yeah,
and some of those use the LCD screens that don't require glasses, but it's nowhere near as clear as the 3DS's screen, no.
Now, I personally know a few people who have been able to have some time on the 3DS. Obviously, they don't own one yet, like yourself, you know, and nobody seems to have anything bad to say about it. Can you pick any faults with it?
There's a whole heap of features that I haven't really had a chance to play with due to the language barrier.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty okay with standard Japanese, but just some of the kanji on there is throwing me off. But yeah, I mean, I've only got the one game. None of the launch titles looked exciting at all besides Street Fighter, so I suppose that's the one negative. But it looks like there's a heap of good stuff coming out later on in the month, so it's just hanging tight to some more software at the moment.
Now, am I correct in saying that because you've got a Japanese 3DS, you can only put Japanese titles in that, right?
Yeah, I was happy with that, though, because I studied Japanese, so it'll encourage me to pick up some new stuff and whatnot.
Just in case anyone out there is thinking they'll suddenly import a 3DS from Japan, and if their Japanese reading skills aren't so good, they might find themselves stuck.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely only pick it up if you're interested in playing Japanese games.
Okay, so let's talk about the experience itself. You've gone over there, jumped off the plane, and this was your only purpose of the trip to queue up and grab yourself a 3DS?
It was, yeah. My idea was to keep it as cheap as possible. So I just took on board luggage. I had my laptop bag, essentially, the clothes on my back, and a spare pair of underwear just in case.
You probably got yourself a cheap Jetstar flight or something, did you?
Yeah, they constantly advertise like half-price tickets and that, so it was just a matter of keeping an eye out and timing it properly. Not the first time I've done it, no.
Oh, so you've been over to Tokyo before for a similar event?
Well, just for short trips. Nowhere near short as this, though. Usually a week at least, but 2 days was a bit short.
So you've gone over there to queue up for the 3DS launch, and you haven't even stayed anywhere. You've literally hopped off the plane, gone to the launch, and then gone home again.
I went pretty hardcore. There was no accommodation booked or anything.
Wow.
I mean, Tokyo caters to the late-night crowd, especially yeah. Businessmen and whatnot who missed the last train. So I had intended to stay at an internet cafe, but I ended up actually staying at a maid cafe. It was open till 5 a.m.
Okay, and that was pretty cold, am I right?
Oh, God, it was cold. I mean, I knew it was going to be cold. I wore a couple of layers, but just a pair of jeans. And I did not expect it to be cold and windy. And this is outside Yodobashi in Akihabara. I think there was about probably 200 people there from midnight. And, yeah, they had thermal everything. Some of them were in thermal sleeping bags and stuff. I was shaking in my boots,
okay.
The poor Australian.
And how long, how far back in the queue were you in the end?
Well, surprisingly, the queue didn't really grow at any stage. So,
okay.
I mean, I was at the end of the line, but the line wrapped around Yodobashi, which is pretty big. But I expected Yodobashi would have thousands of floor stock. I know they sold out of pre-orders when the pre-orders were up. That was about 3 months ago.
Right.
Some guys were there from the BBC who actually interviewed me while I was in queue because they saw I spoke English.
Yes.
And they hinted that, because they interviewed the manager of the store earlier, and they hinted that they might not have any floor stock at all. So I kept that to myself, and I didn't really believe them, and I'm glad I didn't because I stayed in queue and I ended up getting the 444th 3DS from the store.
That's awesome. So obviously you're very happy with the fact you've gone over there, you've been able to get your hands on a 3DS, and you know, you've got something to play on it.
Absolutely. I think there was an update just released as well, which I'm going to download in a sec, see what's new there. But yeah, I live around the corner from the Menabar in Brisbane, so I might have casually popped in with the 3DS and just kind of, oh, hey, how are you going? Nice DS Lite you got there.
Awesome. So as one of the, one of the first people in Australia to own a Nintendo 3DS, you're recommending it to people?
Absolutely. Yeah, pick it up. I don't consider myself a Nintendo fanboy or anything like that. So I'd say my opinion isn't reduced from anything like that. But it's a cool piece of kit. 3D camera, Wi-Fi works excellent. And if Street Fighter's any indication of the graphics, it can only go up from there.
Brilliant. Tom Fulton from Brisbane, thanks very much for your time. One of the first people to own a Nintendo 3DS, which is coming out in Australia on March 31.
Have a good one.